This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The Russian military said Wednesday it used long-range missiles to destroy a depot in the western Lviv region of Ukraine, where ammunition for NATO-supplied weapons was being stored. Those strikes came as fighting raged Wednesday for the city of Severodonetsk in the eastern Donbas region, the key focus of Russia's offensive in recent weeks. Concerns are growing in how to evacuate citizens from the bombarded eastern Ukrainian city. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Serhiy Haidai, governor of the eastern Luhansk region, has acknowledged a mass evacuation of civilians from Severodonetsk now is simply not possible due to the relentless Russian shelling and fighting. Ukrainian forces have been pushed to the industrial outskirts of the city because of the scorched earth method and heavy artillery the Russians are using, he says. Haidai tells the Associated Press there is still an opportunity for the evacuation of the wounded, adding that Russian soldiers have not yet completely blocked off the strategic city. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Meanwhile, Russia Wednesday said it had opened a humanitarian corridor out of the sprawling ammonia factory in the city to a separatist-controlled town. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Minister Lloyd Austin is leading a meeting of dozens of his counterparts from NATO member states and other parts of the world Wednesday to discuss their latest efforts to boost military aid to Ukraine in the face of the nearly four-month Russian invasion. The talks are taking place on the sidelines of a NATO defense minister's meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels. A virtual meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group last month drew representatives from nearly 50 nations and pledges of new aid packages. Ukraine officials continue to urge international partners to send more weapons, especially heavy artillery. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to visit the Middle East for the first time as U.S. president in July, with stops in Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia. It will be the first time an American president flies directly from Israel to an Arab state that does not recognize the country. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittekoswara reports.
Fresh off his summit with Western Hemisphere leaders, U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing for two foreign trips in the next month. The G7 summit in Germany and a NATO meeting in Spain at the end of June, followed by a mid-July visit to Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia, where he will participate in a summit of the Gulf Cooperation Council.
That's the reason I'm going. And it has to do with national security for them, for Israelis. I have a program. Anyway, it has to do with much larger issues than having to do with the energy.
U.S.-Saudi ties were especially close during the Trump administration, but have cooled under Biden, who called the kingdom a pariah while he was running for office. Ties were further strained after the 2018 slaying of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, which U.S. intelligence determined had been approved by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. But with soaring gas prices driving inflation, Biden has opted to engage the Saudis, who play an outsized role in global energy markets and in the broader Middle East. Patsy Wittekoswara, VOA News.
A study released Wednesday indicates abortions performed in the United States increased by 8% during a three-year period ending in 2020, reversing a 30-year trend of declining numbers. The rise comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is set to rule this month in a case widely expected to end or severely curtail the right to the procedure, as indicated by a leaked draft of the court's opinion. The study was conducted by the abortion rights research group, the Guttmacher Institute. Co-author of the study, researcher Rachel Jones, says the data would indicate the impact of overturning the court's decision of the 1973 Roe v. Wade case would be bigger than anticipated. Roe v. Wade legalized abortion at the federal level in the United States. Iran appears to be readying for a space launch, as satellite images showed a rocket on a rural desert launch pad, just as tensions remain high over Tehran's nuclear program. The images Tuesday from Maxar Technologies showed a launch pad at Imam Khomeini Spaceport in Iran's rural Semnan province, the site of a recent failed attempt to put a satellite into orbit. One set of images showed a rocket on a transporter preparing to be lifted and put on a launch tower, while a later image showed the rocket apparently on the tower. It wasn't clear when the launch would take place, though erecting a rocket on a tower typically means a launch is imminent. Repeating the hour's top story, the Russian military says it used long-range missiles to destroy a depot in the western Lviv region of Ukraine where ammunition for NATO-supplied weapons was being stored. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.